This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We live in a world where pandemic has spun so much into reverse. A new podcast called The Chronicles of Now has just launched, presenting short fiction inspired by the news. Just released an audio short story by Ben Fountain, whose novel Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk became an Ang Lee film a couple years ago. The tall vans got him going on this one.
It was the boxy white Mercedes vans with the high roofs that had started showing up in the latter years of the boom. Plain white, no company name, no snappy logo on the side, which in our hyper-branded times might have briefly struck us as odd. And then they blended into the landscape of everything else. We didn't know how good we had it, did we?
Ben Fountain, thanks for linking up here.
David, thanks for having me.
So something you saw on the streets where you live creeped you out and got you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, creeped me out in a very mild sense of a few years ago, I started seeing these white delivery vans. And I'm perverse enough to distrust a lot of the conveniences of modern life. And one of those conveniences, obviously, is, you know, having things delivered to our doors. First, it was 3 days, then 2 days, then 1 day, and then, you know, next day or this day. And so I just started thinking, what if these vans started picking things up as opposed to delivering?
So in this world you created, heavy but polite dudes can just show up and kind of reverse Amazon you. Let's listen.
They had clipboards, reams of fine print paperwork, and boy, did they know their business. It was always quite specific. What they'd come for, always one particular thing. A lamp, the gas grill, electronics, cookware, and this was the truly unnerving part. They knew exactly where it was.
So Ben, there's a comment on digital privacy there, but it's like the Earth is spinning in one direction and suddenly it starts spinning the other way on its axis. That's kind of what we're living in now with this pandemic, right?
Yeah, not just the pandemic, but I think just life in the last 15 to 20 years goes faster and faster. And the things that affect our lives, the big decisions, seem farther and farther away from us and more remote. And so it leaves us feeling with a feeling of not having meaningful agency over our own lives.
I mean, the piece doesn't explain what has happened to society, but it just sort of starts creeping in that people can show up and start taking it all away.
Yeah, but if you think about it, I'm talking about small-time stuff in this story. You know, lamps, electronics, you know, gas grills. But if you think about where our society has gone the last 40 years, a lot has been taken away from us. Wages have basically been stagnant, and home ownership is the lowest it's been in 50 years. So we can get stuff has never been easier or cheaper to get, you know, TVs, electronics, shoes, clothes. But the meaningful things, they have in large measure gone away from us compared to where we were up until about, you know, the 1970s.
Ben Fountain is author of a short work of fiction called Rules of Special Measures. It was written for a new audio podcast called Chronicles of Now, hosted by Ashley C. Ford. Ben, thank you.
David, thank you.